Hallelujah.
I know.
All right. I'm going to open these cards. We're going to sing happy birthday, happy anniversary at the end of service. And the main reason I'm going to do that is for the sake of this recording, I want this message to get on the internet. We had a lot of response to last Sunday's message, and that's what I want. I want people to get the Word of God. And even though I'm out of titled, thank you, Lord.
I think Landon wants to help us with the collection of this.
Landon, you want to help us up, everybody? Take up the offering? Come on!
I think he is backed out.
He said he was going to help.
Yeah, we're looking for a young man to help out.
Come on.
And Taven may be a little bit disgruntled right now, but.
Come on.
Yeah.
Look,
Taven. Yeah.
You're next.
We titled last Sunday's message, She Believed, and I guess that Me Too movement must have picked up on that. I don't know, but we had about 60 people download that message for a little church. I'm pretty happy with that. That's one of those pop ones we've had on there in a while. And we want to get right into the message this morning. And at the end of this message service, we got some birthday cards. We're going to sing happy birthday, happy anniversary. Well, right now I'm going to get to the preaching.
Yes.
Open up your Bibles to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11. We're going to be reading quite a bit of verses this morning. I like that last song that they sung. It's Well With My Soul.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Sister Bonnie shared with me right before the service about Chuck Barbie's father. They found cancer in him. And you know, there ain't nothing I can do about cancer showing up in my body. But there's something I can do about my soul.
Yeah,
I'm glad it's well my soul. I don't know if y'all got that or not. I mean, Tammy, bless her heart. She said her hips are hurting. Ain't nothing she can do about that. But it's well with soul, amen. Man, I can do something about that. I'm glad it's well with my soul. You know what I mean? I'm like the fire that burns. I'm like the grass that withers. I'm here today and gone tomorrow. Sometimes I'm here today and gone today. Brother Mitchell, it's well my soul, brother.
Yeah,
hallelujah. I like that. They're doing a good job with that, amen.
Yeah.
You know, that's one thing we do something about, our soul. Mm-hmm. And if it's not well with your soul today, why, today be a good day to get that fixed. Amen. The psalmist said my heart's fixed. And I'm glad, praise God, my heart's been fixed.
Yes.
Amen. We're going to read out of Matthew chapter 11. We're going to read all 30 verses. I'll be as quick as I can. I could actually only read one verse, but I want to read them all. Then we'll start there, verse number 1. And it came to pass, that's my favorite wording, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached unto them, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitude concerning John. He's passing out of Rose to John. John's still alive. And you know it's good to give you flowers while people are still alive. And Jesus, he says about John, What went ye out unto the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it's written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. He's making a reference right there to Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3 and 5. And he says, "Verily, I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist, notwithstanding he that's least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist unto now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied unto John." Here's another rose. "And if ye will receive it, this is a lie which was for to come." He's again making a reference to a prophecy, Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 and 6, where the Lord said, "I'll send Elijah." And this is John the Baptist. He says, but verse 16, "But whereunto shall I liken this generation? It's like unto children sitting in the markets and calling unto their fellows and saying, 'We have piped unto you, and you have not danced. We have mourned, and you have not lamented. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he hath a devil.'" That's what I'm telling you about accusations.
Right.
You can't stop them.
Right.
No, you can't.
They accused John here of something, said he had a devil, and he didn't. And they accused Jesus, look here, "For the Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Behold, a man gluttonous and a wine bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners.' But wisdom is justified of her children." You know, when accusations are true, it's thorn in the flesh. But when they're not true, it's just water run down your back. I mean, you can't stop them.
That's right.
But I'll tell you what, the offenses will come, Jesus said, "But woe unto them by whom they come." Let's finish up this chapter. Verse 20. "Then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethesda! For the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sodom, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sodom in the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which are exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained unto this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee." And at that time Jesus answered and said, "I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are given unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father." "Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him." Now, he finishes out right here. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." I want to return back to this verse right here. Verse number 5. "The blind receive their sight. The lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the dead hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached unto them." I'm going to stop our reading right there. I'm preaching today on the blessing of poor. Pray with me. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your great mission, your great passion that you had upon lost humanity. Lord, you are so willing, Lord, to put yourself, Lord, at a loss for our gain. Lord, you gave yourself into the hands of wicked sinners, Lord, so that we could be delivered from what we deserved. I pray you'll help me today. Help me, Lord, I pray, to take this message today, Father, and preach it as you gave it to me. And may you be honored and glorified. May people be able to see clearly today your whole purpose for coming down to this sin-cursed world to redeem it, Lord, and to bring it back from the pits of hell, from the wages of sin, to the blessedness of heaven and the glory of God. Help us, I pray today. Lord, we thank you and praise you. Ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I'm preaching on the blessing of poor. That's something I guess we could all relate to. If there's anybody rich here, by all means, just bear with me. I'll try to get you in this. But the blessing of poor. My family was poor. And I'm not complaining about it. I'm kind of proud that God put me in such a family. But I remember in our family, we'd take my dad, he'd take hamburger and he'd put a couple pieces of bread on top of it and put water on it. And he'd take his hands and mix that hamburger and that bread together so it would go a little further so we could make it through the week. My mom, she'd buy a roast, Brother Mitchell, and it started out on, as a roast on Monday and it ended up like stew or maybe hash before the week was out.
That's right.
Trying to make things last. I remember my dad taking a safety pin and he cut the top part off and where it's curled in a little curl. He tied that to the fishing line and he bent the bottom part of it to the hook. And he took a piece of bread and mashed it to there and we went down to the creek at Gorham Park and we caught chub minnows and we eat them.
Yeah.
I mean, we was thrown dead to get anything else, but we was willing to eat chub minnows. We was poor.
Right.
And you know what? It made us a closer family.
Right.
I commend Miranda for telling Tavian not to bring that tablet in here. You might hear something in here better than what that tablet might have on it, but you might be like me thinking you'd rather have the tablet, but you might need something today that might be Saturday.
Right.
I want you to know, my family, we might have been poor, but I want you to know we worked together as a family, and we made it, amen.
Amen.
I want you to know little is much when God's
here. Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
I'll let God look down on us. Debbie, in our poverty, I believe God helped us. Like I said, there wasn't a lot of regard for God in her home. But I'll tell you what, I believe there was a lot of God in her home.
Yeah.
My mother's father was a very godly man, Edgar Gunnels, running Gunnels Grocery over on Oak Street. He prayed for us. He witnessed to me, tried to talk me into getting saved. I didn't do it, but I wished I had. But he also pleaded with my mom and dad, and they weren't very open to the welcome of going to church or the welcome of hearing anything out of the Bible, but they needed it, but he never gave up. And he told me, he said, "Horse fly," he said, "I pray for you. I want you to get saved." Now, I didn't understand how urgent a matter salvation was. At the age of 34 years old, I finally did get saved. But I wished I'd got saved a whole lot earlier, I'll tell you right now. Did you notice what I read there in verse number 5?
Yeah.
The poor have the gospel preached to them. You know, I'm glad that don't say the rich, because I've never got to hear it.
That's right.
I'm glad, you know, they discovered a chocolate from the mines, I think. And only the rich got to taste it. It was a very priceless commodity. You had to be one of the elite. I mean, it was a great honor for someone to give you a piece of chocolate. Well, I tell you what, I'm glad he made heaven affordable.
Right.
I'm glad he made heaven accessible.
Yes.
I'm glad, praise God, the gospel got preached to the poor.
Yes.
Praise God, I was poor. And amen, I'm glad the gospel gets preached to the poor.
Right.
You'll get that on the slow train. Most of us are poor.
Amen.
I believe it's Brother Jerry picked up that song about being an heir to glory.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, buddy. He made us rich, amen.
Yeah, amen.
I might have been poor, but I ain't poor no more. I'll tell you right now, you wait till he reads your will. You wait till you see it, amen. I'll tell you, glory to God, we're richer than we'll ever imagine. And the riches of God, God imputed to us through the poverty of Jesus that came down for our sakes, glory to God.
Right.
Oh, I'm glad the gospel gets preached to the poor because I'm poor, amen. Oh my, Jesus, though he is rich, the Bible said, that he became poor for our sakes, that through his poverty we might be made rich. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. His grace made us rich. He bestowed grace upon us. Let me tell you, buddy, Jesus passed out that rose to John. John needed that, amen. But listen, the poor, they have the gospel preached to them. You know, God says, you don't have to stay poor. The latter part of this chapter says, come. The latter part of this chapter says, I'll help you. Hey, I'll give you some help. I'll help pack the load. The poor, they get to hear about that. They get to hear that God offers help. I think it was Martin Luther King's daughter that I heard last night on Fox News. She said people don't need government, they need God.
Yeah.
She said the government can't help nobody. She said the government makes it worse. And you know, she said they need God. God take what you got and he'll help you with what you got. He'll say, what do you got in your house? She said, I ain't got nothing but this. He said, I'll bless it. It'll be enough, amen. But the poor have the gospel preached unto them. Jesus said in John 12, I believe I'll read this. John 12, verse 1 through 12. Because he's honoring a poor woman right here. I'm going to read those 8 verses here. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. And there they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then said one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This said he not that he cared for the poor.
But he
cared. I tell you, but a lot of people don't care about the poor. I'm glad Jesus does.
Amen.
Not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief,
right,
had the bag and buried what was put therein. Then said Jesus, talking about this poor woman,
right,
let her alone.
Yeah.
Against this day of my burying has she kept this. He said, for the poor always you have with you, but me you have not always.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? He said, the poor we have with us always. That kind of tells me, and not only are we always going to have poor people, but sound like they live longer.
Yeah,
that's
right. Right.
Man, these steaks have clogged the arteries up, amen. I need a steak now, I can feel it, amen. Well, before I could eat one, wasn't that bad, but I'll tell you what, now if you get a little older and you eat a steak, you say, well, maybe I'll not make a habit of eating too many of them.
Yeah.
But you know what? The poor seem like they live a little longer.
That's right. Amen.
Was it a... Let's see, one of David's mighty men, I can't think of his name, but he fought over this pile of beans, lentils, and killed 300 Philistines.
Yeah.
I can't think of his name, Japheth or something like that. But he fought over this pile of beans. He got tired of running. Said, hey, I'm getting tired of giving my beans to somebody else. And he fought over me, man. Daniel, he was offered the king's meat, and he said, that's all right, just give me a bowl of lentils and some good old cornbread, and we'll be just fine.
Amen.
I tell you what, buddy, a good old bowl of beans is good, amen.
Yeah. That's right.
The poor, he said, you have with you always. There's never going to be a shortage of poor. I know all your politicians, you know them ones that tickle your ears. They want to take the wealth from the rich.
Yeah.
Look, I'm glad for the rich. You know why? We eat the crumbs that fall from their tables. Don't knock the rich.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, if you knew much Bible at all, I can't quote the verse, but let me just show you something here a little bit about riches and poverty. Let's see if I can find it here. Proverbs 28, verse 8. We're teaching out of Proverbs right now. But Proverbs 28, verse 8, listen to this. He that by usury and unjust gain increaseth his substance, he shall gather it for him that will pity the poor.
Yeah.
I just want you to know, buddy, Praise God. God's made provisions for the poor. Somebody might get ahead, but it might be to your gain, if you know what I mean.
That's right.
That's right. Amen.
Hey, listen, I'm not the rich. Man, I'm kind of glad. That's how I got a job. Somebody had enough sense, make enough money,
right.
Put in a factory, write the package medicine. I can make enough money, put food on my table, put gas in my car, go to food line, buy what grocery we have need out. I'm not the poor, and you got some guy that says, I'm going to take from the rich and give to the poor. Leave them alone.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And thank God we got some. Can you imagine
if
we didn't have no rich people?
Amen.
Now these third world countries, they got one dictator, he's got it all.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, he can't spend it all, he can't eat it all, but he makes sure nobody else gets it. I don't want that.
No.
Now, I don't have no problem at all with rich people. I'll tell you right now, I don't have any rich friends or nothing, don't get me wrong. I know a couple. But you know what? I thank God for rich people. They'll help you sometimes. I've been helped with some of them. Oh, listen. Jesus here, he's getting close to the Passover. Notice, he's allowing the poor to worship him.
Yeah.
She's worshiping him.
Amen.
If you look at verse 12 through 15, there's a multitude worshiping him.
Yeah.
They're crying, Hosanna!
Amen.
Hosanna! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hey, that bunch of hypocrites said, tell them to hold their peace.
Right.
Jesus said, if they hold their peace, the rock will cry out. First rock festival's right there. Right.
Yeah, it was.
Them rocks was ready, buddy. All they wanted was opportunity. Amen.
Right.
But them poor people, they put their clothes down. They laid down limbs of trees and leaves and stuff. Sent Jesus on a donkey, and they're praising him in the purest worship and praise that poor people can put out. And he's taking it, amen. He's allowing it,
amen.
They're trying to get them to stop. Jesus said, let them alone. He said, let her alone. Let me tell you something about poor. Jesus took time for the poor.
Yes, he did.
He walked with the poor. He healed the poor. He fed the poor. He loved the poor. And also he honored the poor. Did you notice he said, let her alone. She's done. Matter of fact, he said what she done will be written for a memorial of her. An act of love that she bestowed upon Jesus. He honored the poor. The psalmist said, I'm poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh on me. He said, he's my help and my deliverance. Psalms 40, verse 17. Boy, I tell you, I don't know about you, but I'm glad God's saying about me because I'm poor.
Right.
I tell you, down the road, you know what I'm thinking, Brother Mitchell? Praise God, God's thinking about me.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that good?
Yeah.
I'm poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh on me.
Yeah, amen.
Now God said in Jeremiah, he said, I know the thoughts that I have concerning you.
Right.
Thoughts of good, not evil.
Right.
To give you an expected end.
Amen.
You see, I expect to go to heaven one day, Rita.
Right.
God said, I'm going to see to it you get to go, amen.
Amen.
I like that expected end. I expect my old truck to make it home. It may not last. I might call that 800 number and have a little bit on that road back, but we got home, you know what I mean?
Amen.
I got backup means on things like that, but I'm going to heaven one day.
Amen.
Somebody said, I hope, man. I said, you know what they want to? I'm going, amen. Somebody said, I hope to see it heaven. He said, it's up to you. He said, I'm going.
That's right.
He gave me an expected end, Kevin.
Yeah.
One day I expect to pick up a little gold dust.
That's right, man.
One day I expect to be able to run again.
Amen.
I told the guys at work I could do push-ups, and I still can. I just didn't realize how much it hurt with his shoulders like that. Man. But I told him I could do one and jump up and clap my hands, and I realized I couldn't do that no more. But I'm just glad I can do what I can do, amen. You know what I mean? When I was a young man, I could do it. I was looking on the Facebook Marketplace this morning. It had a set of dumbbells all the way from 10 to 50 or 60. It said, free, come and get them. I thought, not no more.
Right.
There was a time, man, I guess you say I pumped iron, I don't pump iron no more, buddy. That's all I do, bring a 12-ounce ski up, amen. Woo! Time has made a change, amen. But God said, he said, I know my thoughts and I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not evil, to give you an expected end. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Hey, listen, he gave us exceeding and great precious promises.
Yeah.
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. He gave us an inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for us. I got reservations. I want you to know I've done booked my flight. Amen.
Have you booked?
Amen.
Book of life.
Amen. Notice who are kept by the power of God. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4 through 5. I want you to know, praise God, I'm not just somebody going somewhere. I'm kept by the power of God.
Yes,
hey, He's going to present me faultless before His presence with exceeding joy. Jude verse 24. He's going to present His church a glorious church, having not spot nor wrinkle, holy and without blemish. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 27. Man, I'm glad God thinks on me.
That's right. Amen.
You may not think a whole lot about it. I bet your government don't think on you.
Yeah, no.
They probably think, I wonder how we can get Miranda. I tell you what, let's raise her taxes.
Yeah.
By the way, for what it's worth.
Amen.
I didn't get to go Friday up there to meet at the Capitol because my truck wasn't belly up. It was down from Monday to Friday. I finally got it running Friday. The alternator went out, the low voltage caused the computer to go like me in a confused state of mind. It couldn't function, but I just kept unplugging things, plugging them back up. I unplugged the battery and everything else. Finally got the thing going again, but I didn't get it going again until Friday. I need that old truck. Well, let me just tell you a few things. I did get to hear Brother Watts on the radio. They got one bill called the Tim Tebow bill. It's a good bill. House Bill 147. They got another House Bill number 22. Less discipline in school.
Mm.
I thought about taking it as soon as I read that.
Right.
Man, I'm glad my mama loved me enough to discipline me. I needed
That's
it.
Right.
I didn't like it at the time. He don't like it either. But we need it. I'll just tell you right now, I used to be your age. House Bill 296, they're going to teach sex education in every grade. It's going to be required.
Oh, Lord.
That's stupid.
That is stupid. Amen.
Public and home school, House Bill 87. Public and home school requirements for graduation is to fill out a student loan. Mm. I don't know. I guess it's making it dependent upon the government. Senate Bill 1, this is Senate Bill, not House Bill. Senate Bill 114, to save the women's sports events from transgender cheating. That's a pretty good bill there.
Right. Amen.
And I didn't write them all down. I got down what I could. He's spitting them out and I'm trying to write them down. But there's a lot of things going on government-wise. They're trying to figure out how to take what you got.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, buddy, you might have money in your 401k, but good luck getting it out. You might sell your house, but good luck paying the taxes.
Right.
And they'll penalize you, they'll raise your taxes. Our new governor, I'm not real proud of it, but our new governor, Andy Beshear, immediately raised taxes. Yeah. First day in office.
Right.
Cut off all the funding to public schools first day in office. Reinstated Planned Parenthood in Kentucky. Opened up three Planned Parenthood
abortion clinics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean? Elections do have consequences.
Yes, they do.
Well, I'm glad the Lord, His will towards us is good. And He thinks on us and His thoughts are good. And He's not trying to hinder or hurt. He's trying to help us. Amen. He's going to present us one day in His presence.
That's right.
With exceeding joy.
Amen.
You know, Brother Mitchell, one day Jesus is going to say, Father.
That's right.
It's Mitchell.
Yeah.
Right.
He's going to say, I love Him.
Right.
I died for Him. I want you to receive Him. Now, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32 says, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven us, that's our advantage.
Yeah.
Through Jesus.
Yes.
We're accepted in the blood through Jesus.
Yeah.
One day, instead of being thrown in a hole,
right.
Luke 16 talks about two men dying. One of them was buried, his rich man. The other was a poor beggar, and guess what? Angels carried it.
That's right.
Man, that's what a blessing of being poor. Got a hell of an escort.
Right.
Carry you home, amen.
Yeah.
One day, praise God, Mitchell, heaven escort will pick you and me up.
That's right.
We're going to the presence of His glory. We'll be a little scared. The wind or bending right. Like that.
Right.
Here comes Jesus out.
Nothing like
that. Here comes Jesus out. He said,
amen.
This for me.
Yeah.
There you go. Won't that be good, Carol?
Yes. Oh, Lord.
Former thing be forgotten. You'll
yeah.
Say, woo! Job said he's saved by the skin of his teeth. I don't know how much skin that is, but I'll take it.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. God present us in His glory.
Yes, right.
With exceeding joy. That'd be wonderful.
Amen.
I tell you another thing about the blessing of being poor. I don't know if you picked up on that or not. But he said the poor have the gospel preached unto them. And in Psalms 34, verse number 6, it says, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him.
Yes, right.
Amen.
Out of his trouble. The biggest trouble I had is I was lost.
Yeah, that's right. That's
it wasn't right. A financial trouble. It wasn't a health trouble.
Mm.
But if I did have financial trouble, health trouble, or if I had enemy trouble or family trouble, God still saved me.
That's right.
But I'm glad He saves poor people.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm glad I didn't have to come up with so much money. There's some churches that you got to come up with so much money.
Yeah.
You got to pay to get in.
Yeah, that's
I'm
right.
I believe it's Isaiah 55. Yeah, I believe it's Isaiah 55. It says, come by without money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad you ain't going to have no money to get in heaven. I'm glad He'll save you.
Amen.
If you're poor, He'll save you if you're rich. He'll save you if you're mean. He'll save you if you're not mean. He saved us such, amen.
Yeah,
whosoever
right.
He'll save, amen.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
I'm glad He sent this poor that's man cry.
Amen.
He put a specific on the fact he's a poor man.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
He cried unto Him with rich and mercy, all that call upon Him. And He saved him out of all his trouble.
That's right.
The poor people can get saved.
Yes.
Poor people can have the gospel preached to them.
That's right.
Man, I'll tell you what, I don't know about you, but I ain't got no problem being poor. I just ain't going to stay poor.
Yeah, that's right.
I want you to know when we get to heaven.
Yeah.
I've never been around royalty, but the way I understand it, they're just full rotten, and they don't have to worry about how much is in their checking account. I call the bank and say, how much I got in my checking account? And they tell me, and I'm sitting there thinking, I need a checking account like I need a hole in my head.
Right.
Somebody said, you believe in miracles? I said, yeah, if you look at my checkbook, you believe in miracles too. But they don't have to ask how much is in their account. There was a man, he went to this restaurant to eat, Rita, and his waitress come to him, and she's having it pretty rough. She couldn't keep back the tears. And he said, honey, what's the matter? She said, I'm having it really bad right now. He had a little compassion. That's a true story. He had a little compassion on her, Carolyn. He got done eating, and he left a check there, and he signed it. And he said, honey, you make that check out for whatever you want. And left.
Amen.
She, like us, she thought, yeah. So she went to the bank, and she said, the man gave me this check and signed it. I just want to know if it's any count. They said, you can put as many zeros as you want on that check.
Amen.
Oh, that's what Jesus did
right.
For me.
Right.
He said, put as many zeros as you want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He said, it won't bounce.
That's right.
Hey, amen.
Amen.
Rich, they don't think about chicks
bouncing.
Right. They don't think about coming back.
No.
Man, they got so much they don't know what to do with it.
That's right. That's
praise
right.
God, He made us rich. Through His poverty, He made us rich.
Yeah.
We're somebody going somewhere.
Yeah.
And thanks to Him, praise God, we got transportation provided.
Yeah.
And glory to God, one day we'll get there. We're on our way. We're nearer than when we believe. We ain't there yet, but I'm still going.
Amen.
And some of you may get there before I do. And when you get there, tell Jesus, I'm in a hurry.
Yeah.
I told you I was going to retire this year, and I was thinking this morning, I might get that real retirement.
That makes
chills up down here. Yeah. Can you imagine to be here 1 minute, next thing you know, you're in the portals of glory,
yeah,
and you're like a little boy in New York City. I mean, you got a crick in your neck. Wow! Come on, I said a poor preacher tries to pick up some money sitting in New York City, and he come up there, and he come back and said he had a crick in his neck looking up. And he said, I just got one thing to say. He said, I seen it all, and I didn't see a single thing I wanted.
Yeah.
Flip down poverty is a good thing, amen.
Right.
Yeah, he said, I didn't see a single thing I wanted. But I'm glad, praise God, the blessing of being poor is you're included in the riches of His glory. The blessing of being poor is God's made means, amen, that you can come out of poverty and you can be made rich. And the richest thing I know is the blood of Jesus, amen. It'll cleanse you of all your stains, amen. It'll make you sparkling clean in His presence. You'll be pure, glory to God. That's the greatest thing. I believe it's in Matthew chapter 13. He talks about a pearl merchant. He's out looking for pearls. And he finds one pearl, a great price, about 44. I believe it's Matthew 13, about verse number 44. You know what he does, Brother Ed? He goes sell all that he has.
Yeah.
Just by this field.
That's right.
And that's what I did. I sold out. Hey, I just sold it all. I said, hey, my white flag's up.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm selling out.
Right.
I sold out and became, I mean, instantaneously rich beyond anybody's wildest dreams. Somebody said, how rich are you? Go to heaven with me and I'll show you. Amen.
Right.
I'm going to eat one of these ladybugs here in a minute. Well, let's see what else I wrote back here and we'll be done. God made provisions for the poor people in Exodus chapter 23, verse 11. He said, let your ground rest in the seventh year. Let it lie that the poor may eat. In Leviticus 19:10, don't glean the corners. Oh, wait a minute. Leviticus 19:10, don't glean your vineyards. Leave some for the poor. Leviticus 23:22, leave the corners of your field when you harvest for the poor. God's always made provisions for the poor.
Yes,
and I'll tell you what, I'm so glad that He made provisions for this poor man.
Right.
He made means whereby I and you could go to heaven. Anybody turn to heaven now, you'd be the poorest. It wouldn't matter if you had the gold for it now, you'd be the poorest person ever was. You miss out on heaven, amen.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh my. The blessing of being poor. It's not an insult to be poor.
No, it's not.
It's an entrance that Jesus made for us. Father, we thank You for the message today.
Yes.
And Lord, I've done my best. I wished I were more articulate, more illustrative. But Lord, I'm so glad in my heart it's jumping up and down. Lord, I'm so happy to know that, Lord, You love poor people like us. That You made an extra effort to make sure the poor could be cared for, could be ministered to, and could make it. I'm glad that You come down and, Lord, walk among poor people and fed them. And Lord, You healed them and You helped them. I thank You for that. I pray, God, today, not knowing how this message went, I'm just a messenger boy. If there's somebody, Lord, today in need of doing something, I pray that they'll do it. Lord, during this invitation, I pray they'll be quick. And whatever, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to ask everybody to stand and get Brother Jerry, please, and Sister Sharon, a verse of invitation to him. Like I said, I don't know that you need to do anything. But if you do, we'll give you this opportunity.
Number 114.